ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। चैप्टर 19th, टेक्स्ट नंबर 14th टू टेक्स्ट नंबर 16th। वी आर करंटली रीडिंग द टेक्स्ट नंबर 14th। पिता प्रहराद पुत्रस्ते तद्विद्वान् द्विजवत्सलः स्वयमायुर्द्विजलिङ्गेभ्यो देवेभ्यो वदात् सयाचिता। पिता प्रहराद पुत्रस्ते तद्विद्वान् द्विजवत्सलः स्वमायुर्द्विजलिङ्गेभ्यो देवेभ्यो दात् सयाचितः। ट्रांसलेशन: योर फादर विरोचन, द सन ऑफ महाराज प्रहलाद, वॉज वेरी अफेक्शनेट टुवर्ड ब्राह्मणस, ऑल्दो ही न्यू वेरी वेल दैट इट वॉज द डेमिगॉड्स हू हैड कम टू हिम इन द ड्रेस ऑफ ब्राह्मणस। एट द रिक्वेस्ट ही डिलीवर्ड to them the duration of his life. Purport: Maharaj Virochan, Bali's father, was so pleased with the Brahmana community that even though he knew that those approaching him for charity were the demigods in the dress of Brahmanas, he nonetheless agreed to give it. Text 15.
Bhavana charitan dharman astito grahamedibhi brahmane purvajay surair अन्यश्चोद्दामगोत्तिभि।
यू ऑल्सो ऑब्जर्वड द प्रिंसिपल्स फॉलोड बाय ग्रेट पर्सनालिटीज हु आर हाउस होल्डर ब्राह्मणस, बाय योर फोर फादर्स एंड बाय ग्रेट हीरोज हु आर एक्सट्रीमली फेमस फॉर देयर एक्सॉल्टेड एक्टिविटीज।
तस्मात् तत्वो महिम ईशाद वृणेहम वरदर्शभात् पादानि त्रिणि दैत्येन्द्र समितानि पदामम।
O king of the Daityas, from your majesty, who come from such a noble family and who are able to give charity munificently, I ask only 3 paces of land to the measurement of my steps. Purport: Lord Vamandev wanted 3 paces of land according to the measurement of his footsteps. He did not want more than necessary, but although he pretended to be an ordinary human child, he actually wanted the land comprising the upper, middle and lower planets. This was just to show the prowess of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Om Sarvashastabdhi Piyusha Sarvavaidaika Sathala सर्व सिद्धांत रत्नाढ्य सर्वलोकैक दृक्पद।
अगेन आई हैव बीन पुट इन दिस वेरी एम्बैरेसिंग सिचुएशन। आई वुड लाइक टू टेक ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द असेंबल्ड सीनियर वैष्णवस दैट आई कैन डू सम जस्टिस टू द वर्स टुडे एज दिस सीट इज वेरी एम्पावरिंग एंड समहाउ आई कैन स्पीक सम वर्ड्स विच बी इंस्पिरेशनल टू द वैष्णवस फॉर अ प्लेजर। Starting from today's verse, 14th to 16th, Lord Vamandev is praising Bali Maharaj, and now he has made the request in the 16th verse. In the 14th verse though, he glorifies the father of Bali Maharaj. Wherever you'll find the mention of Bali Maharaj, always it is associated with his father's name. O King Bali, the son of Virochana. Wherever you'll find the mention of name Bali, Virochana has to be there. So who is this King Virochana? King Virochana was son of Maharaj Prahlad. Although being a demon, although in a demoniac race, but King Virochana was, I would like to take blessing of his guest Govind Prabhu. And I can speak something sane. King Virochan was, although being a demon, a very diligent and sincere performer of Vedic rites. Narasimhadev has given benediction to Maharaj Prahlad that the 21 generations will be liberated. Not only were they liberated, but whatever generations came, they also were the devotees of Lord. King Virochan, here the verse mentions that he was very famous for giving charity munificently to the Brahmanas and demigods, just as when they are in danger. Actually, once when King Virochan and sage Sudhanva, they wanted to marry a same lady. So, to take the final opinion, they went to Maharaj Prahlad and asked that, you tell who is superior and he'll marry her. So at that time, King Prahlad, being true to his virtue of truthfulness, he spoke the truth that Sudhanva, being a Brahmana and being a bona fide Brahmana, he is superior. To this, Sudhanva was so happy that he granted a long span of life to King Virochana. And the demigods, when in distress, they went to King Virochan as Brahmanas and asked for that lifespan. And King Virochan, being so munificent, although knowing that demigods have come in the form of Brahmana, dressed as Brahmana, still, anybody even dressed as Brahmana, he would never, let them go. And he granted his very life, his very life span. So Lord Vamandev is actually, in a way, warning that I'm going to ask something which you might not be able to give. But following the example of your father and your munificent ancestors, you'll definitely follow and keep your word and definitely grant me the boon. When the mention of word charity comes, Lord Vamandev, as he is incarnating, I'll take the topic later, Vamandev as he incarnates, we can see that he has performed various tasks. Today is the age of multitasking. And the Lord, being the source of everything, an expert in everything, is assuring that whatever you want, I am the best in that. And here is an example of, and as coming as Lord Vaman, he's showing how he has performed super multitasking. First of all, the task he relieved was relieving the demigods, the shelterless and homeless demigods. Although King Bali did not perform any war, but just looking at the strength and the valor of King Bali, Indradev was so afraid that he left the heavenly kingdom. So all the demigods are practically homeless and shelterless. And whenever they are in distress, they approach Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu comes to the rescue and helps them, like a big brother, whenever he wants, you just call him, please help. And here, Lord Vishnu has come to rescue the demigods with a secret mission, with a secret plan. Also, the Lord performs the task of providing his devotees a very beautiful and attractive incarnation. Up till now, when we see the Lord, normally people think that humans have the beautiful form, most beautiful form. But the Lord proves by coming as a dwarf that although I am a dwarf, but you will be attracted. He came as a boar, he came as a tortoise. He came as half lion, half man. But in any incarnation, he has proved that whatever incarnation I might take, but it is all attractive and very beautiful. So similarly here, in the chapter before, there is a when description that when Lord Vamandev enters the sacrificial arena, it seems as if hundreds and hundreds of suns have come together. Looking at his beautiful complexion, looking at his beautiful features, everybody gets attracted. So much so that the yagic brahmanas, they get up from their seats to honor him. And he commands so much respect that Bali Maharaj himself comes for his Pada Puja. So Lord has proved that I might come as a dwarf, but I will come with a beautiful form, with beautiful limbs. Then again he also fulfills the task of fulfilling Aditi's desires. Aditi, being a very submissive wife, she approaches Kashyapa and tells him that my sons, the Suras, are in much distress. Please relieve them. Do something by which I can get a son who will take the danger out. And Kashyap Muni, like a spiritual master, instructs her to worship Lord Vishnu by performing the Payovrata process. And then, as a result of the Payovrata process, Lord could have just incarnated and, you know, could have just performed it easily. But he especially provides Aditi and Kashyapa the bliss of having the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their child. And then again, the Lord could have done it very easily. He could have appeared as a normal Brahmana and could have asked that, straight away give me whatever kingdom I have taken to demigods. But here again, he has not failed to show his superhuman miraculous feats. So many elements are there to this Leela. There is surprise, there is climax, suspense, you know, magical feats. As Trivikrama, he'll expand to such limits that nobody could think of and cover the three planets. And Lord has shown that whatever you might think of yourself, but I am the supreme mystique. I can be the smallest of smallest and I can be the biggest of biggest. And again, the Lord could have done it at a simple pastime, as I said. He could have come simply in the dream of Bali Maharaj and said, you know, give back. And Bali Maharaj, being very obedient devotee, would have given back. But here, the Lord came. He appeared in such a beautiful form, just as Bhaktivinoda Thakur sins, you know, Gopinath, Jivera Karane Asiya Prapanche Leela Kaile Subistar. Very detailed pastime. He fulfilled so many things. Here, he is coming as a Vaman Dev. He is not only giving lessons, a beautiful Leela, although he is favoring demigods, but by acting against Bali Maharaj, he is actually glorifying Bali Maharaj, increasing his glory for the eternity. Or rather, including his name by this Leela. Although he is defeated in this Leela, but by doing this, he has included his name in the list of Mahajanas. The Lord, being very clever, and the most clever, has arranged such an amazing pastime. Then again, His Holiness Gaurangan Maharaj explains that after the Narasimhadev avatar, the Lord sees that Prahlad Maharaj is enjoying the Vatsalya Rasa. As Narasimhadev caresses Prahlad, and he sees that Prahlad is enjoying that Vatsalya Rasa, he's thinking that what kind of rasa is he experiencing? And who is my father? A pillar. And what a reciprocation will I have with a pillar? So yet again he comes as a son of Aditi and Kashyapa to enjoy that Vatsalya Rasa. Also, By seeing the intensity of Bali Maharaj's devotion, Lord Vamandev comes in such an incarnation just to reciprocate with the devotion of his devotee. Why? Because Bali Maharaj has proved that although in demonic body, but he shall never leave the lotus feet of Krishna and never forget to follow the virtue. It's just like a bumblebee or moth. You know, if it enters fire, it will die. But it has so much love for that fire that it rushes there. Although you might stop it, but it will rush there. You know, we remember this drama of Vilva Mangal Thakur, where he's rushing towards the Chintamani, and the servant is saying, "Don't go, don't go. You know, it's a stormy river, you'll drown." But he just leaves back that servant and jumps. Similarly here, Vamandev, looking at the intensity of the devotion of Vamandev, of Bali Maharaj, is coming. And Bali Maharaj, loving Vamandev so much, although when further verses, when Shukracharya will forbade him that do not listen to him, will say, whatever might happen, the Lord has come and I shall serve him in any capacity as I have. Although he might do anything to me, defeat me or crush me, but I shall serve him. Now, in the 14th verse, as the verse mentions that Virochan, King Virochan, is following the virtue of charity to the Brahmanas. I'm just repeating from a lecture given by His Holiness Guru Gobind Swami Maharaj, where he says that charity should be given to a Brahmana even if he comes in any form. Charity, as explained in Bhagavad Gita 17th chapter, the charity in mode of goodness, charity in mode of passion and ignorance. Charity given at right time, right place or right purpose constitutes mode of goodness. But charity which has a lot of expectations, given with grudging mentality and expecting in return in passion. And the third, wrong place, wrong time and wrong motive, becomes into mode of ignorance. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Yadna dana tapaha karma nattajam karyam evatad. He is saying that do not leave everything, but don't leave yagya, dana and tapa. But dana has to be given to whom? The Lord himself says yat karoshi yad asnashi yad juhosi yashiyat yat tapasasya kaunteya tat kurushva mad arpanam. He is saying give it to me. He is saying whatever you want to give it to me. So the Lord is the object of supreme charity, or whatever you want to give, give it to him. And the devotees of the Lord, as they represent the Lord, we have to give it to them also. The Hari Bhakti Vilas, it mentions that Name Bhaktas Chaturvedhi Mad Bhaktah Swapachah Priyah Tasmai Deyam Tato Grahyam Sacha Pujo Yatahi Ayam. He's saying that if somebody is a Chaturvedi, or one who knows four Vedas, but if he is a devotee, he is not dear to me. But if he is a Swapachaha, if he is belonging to a Chandala community, but if he is a Bhakta, I really love him, or he is very much dear to me. The Lord doesn't stop till there. He says, Tasmai Deyam Tato Grahayam. He is saying that such a dear devotee of mine should be given whatever is to be given. And do what? Such a pujo yathahi ayam. And he should be worshipped just as you worship me. Such is the glory of a devotee who is dear to the Lord. And when the mention comes that the charity is to be given to Brahmanas, it is said that the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it mentions Nicha jati na he Krishna bhajane ayogya satakula viprana he bhajane ayogya jai bhaje sei bada bhakta hi na chad Krishna bhajane na hi jati kula di vichar. He's saying somebody who is a devotee of Krishna, what is his yogyata? He is saying that Nicha Jati Nahi Krishna Bhajaner Ayogya. One who is belonging to Nicha Jati, he is not disqualified from worshipping Krishna. Madhubhakta Sopachaha Priya. Sorry. Satkula Vipra Nahi Bhajanera Yogya. And somebody who belongs to Brahmana community, he is only yogi for bhajan? No. What is the qualification? Yehi bada sei. Yehi bhaje sei bada abhakta hina chhar. Krishna bhajan nahi jati kula vichar. He's saying that one who performs bhajan, he is qualified to worship Krishna. No other qualification. Now somebody might say, then who is a brahmana? Normally, charity, when the word charity comes, somebody would, you know, the normal tradition is that charity has to be given to a brahmana. Then who is this brahmana? Mahabharat, it mentions that na yonir napi samskaro na shrutam na cha santatihi karanani dujatvasya vrittam evatu karanam sarvoyam brahmana loke vrittena tu vidiyate vritte sthitashtu sudropi brahmanatvam nichiyate. He is saying that not by birth, not by samskara, but only by shrutam, and somebody who has the guna. Just as Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, guna karma vibhagashah. By guna, somebody can perform the work, he can be called as a brahmana. Then, who is not a brahmana? Somebody who just, you know, acts as a brahmana and does not follow the Vedic literatures. Somebody who does not perform tapa, no Veda, and is just behind charity from door to door looking for a proper, you know, wherever I'll get the maximum donation, going there, he is condemned. And the verse says that if somebody gives charity to such a brahmana who is only looking for charity, then that brahmana as well as the person who gives it both go to hell. Very heavy. But that is, to seek brahmanas in this age also is very tough. So slowly, you know, Gaurangan Maharaj is building the topic that who is a brahmana, who is not a brahmana, and how can somebody become a brahmana. Then he says that, as Varaha Puran mentions, that, you know, somebody rakshasadi kalim ashritya jayante brahma yonishu utpanna brahmana kule. He's saying that rakshasas from previous ages will appear in the community of brahmanas. Chaitanya Bhagavat goes one more step ahead, where Vrindavanas Thakur mentions that, you know, ei sakala rakshasa brahmana nama matra ei sab loka yama yatanara patra kaliyuge rakshasa sakala vipra grahe janme bike sujanera himsa karibare ei sab viprera sparsha katha namaskar. He is saying that to such so-called brahmanas, one should be away. Neither listen to them, neither offer obeisances, or neither sparsh them. Such is the danger to follow such so-called brahmanas. But who is a brahmana? One who knows the Brahma Tattva. He gives evidences from Hari Bhakti Vilas, where somebody who knows how to serve Achyuta, one who has served Lord Krishna and is on the path to follow Prema Bhakti, he is a real brahmana. Although Kaliyuga, everybody is Shudra, but only by Pancharatrika Vidhi and Pancharatrika Diksha, accepting a Vaishnava Guru, one turns into a pure Vaishnava, or one can get entrance into the path of devotional service. Just like the verse says, just like a bell metal is turned into gold by a chemical process. Similarly, when somebody performs Pancharatrika Vidhi and purifies the disciple, he is given entrance, and that Vaishnava is eligible to be worshipped, and that Vaishnava is eligible to be given dana. Now, as we see in this pastime, that Lord Vamandev has come to accept charity, to deliver Bali Maharaj, reciprocating with his desire to serve the Lord. Similarly, in the 10th canto, we find a pastime where Lord Krishna, knowing the intensity of the love of the Brahmana Patnis, he sends his dear Gopas to get charity of food from their houses. A beautiful pastime where the Gopas are complaining to Balaram and Krishna that we are very hungry. Please provide us some food. After a lot of play, we are tired now and we need some prasad. Can you give us some prasad? So Krishna and Balaram, they say that just nearby village, there is a Agnisar sacrifice happening. Those people, those Brahmanas, they want to go to heavens. So they are arranging the sacrifice. But you can go there and get some charity of food on Balaramji's name. I being a Vaishya, they won't consider me. But as Balaramji is son of Vasudev, he's famous as son of Vasudev, so he can get as a Kshatriya. So on his name you go. So the Gopas, they go to the Yagyik Brahmins and beg the charity of some food. But Yagyik Brahmanas, being very ignorant of the real purpose of life, they were just involved in sacrifice and they did not pay little bit heed to anybody. Although the Gopas, you know, which normal people look like as if they are simpletons, they speak such high philosophy that, and they know the whole technical process, that now you have offered wish, you have performed your obeisances to Vishnu and you are yet to start the sacrifice, still you can give some food. Now showing that although we are in a Gopa dress, but we know better than you. But still the Brahmanas could not understand and they did not give anything. So Gopas returned back to Krishna. And then Krishna said that go to the Brahmana wives, where they will provide you with enough foodstuffs. Just the mention of the name of Krishna and Balaram, the Yagyik Brahmana wives, they pick up whatever they have, and ignoring all their relatives, all their husbands, their children, they just rush towards giving food to Krishna. And just as Vamandev appears in the sacrificial arena and everybody is attracted, so the Brahmana Patnis, they rush towards the area where Krishna and Balaram are standing. And when they look at the beautiful beauty of Lord Krishna, who appears like a lightning, wearing a pitambar, holding a lotus flower in hand, they become so attracted, and all the desires become fulfilled. And after that, as you know, the pastime goes, Lord Krishna tells them that, now please you go back, because you have to serve, your duty is to serve your husbands in their sacrifices. So when the wives go back, the Brahmanas have come to their senses, and then they say that, you are, you know, although we are Brahmanas, but you are the ones who are more knowledgeable and worshipable. The summary of the 10th canto, it mentions that although the Brahmanas, they realized what folly they had done, but still they did not go to take darshan. Now, such was a precarious state. And because being afraid of Kamsa, they did not go to take darshan of Lord Krishna. So here we see that Lord Krishna, he reciprocates with the desires of his devotees and comes in different incarnations as they want and performs such leelas that we can glorify and extol. So I just recapitulate today's class. Today we briefly spoke about King Virochana, and then what is charity, whom the charity is to be given, who is a Brahmana, who is a Vaishnava, and how a Vaishnava is superior and anything to be given has to be given to a dear devotee of the Lord who belongs to the Achyuta Gotra. And then we discussed about how, just as Vamandev appeared to reciprocate with the desires of King Bali, Lord Krishna also came to ask charity, beg charity. The master of the whole world went to beg charity through his devotees from the Brahmana Patnis. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Any corrections? Thank you very much. Thank you for tolerating. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Vo.